How do you do, everybody? From the mountains of Virginia to the Mexican border, Prince Albert, the world's most popular smoking tobacco, presents the South's most popular radio program, the Grand Ole Opry.
Todd and Sonny's shoes on, got my hair slicked down,
having a big time tonight.
Can of good Prince Albert, full of pleasure bound,
having a big time tonight. Going to the hoedown in my Sunday clothes, having a big time tonight. Going to still be dancing when a rooster crows, having a big time tonight.
Yes, sir, it's the Grand Ole Opry. Again, Prince Albert sends you greetings from the Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, where are gathered again the people you have known for the past 14 years, all ready to entertain you with their favorite old-time music and songs. We are mighty proud and happy to have so many new friends listening to this network, and we are mighty proud of our sponsor, the people who make Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. Tonight, Prince Albert presents Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys, Uncle Dave Macon, the Dixie Dewdrop, Ford Rush, and Sam and Kirk McGee with Slim Smith. And here again is George Hay, the solemn old judge, our master of ceremonies.
Thank you, David Stone, and howdy, neighbors. We got a great big Grand Ole Opry House filled with friends, and the show opens with Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys playing old Joe Clark. Let it go, Roy!
I'll not marry old Joe Clark, here's the reason why. His neck's long and gawky, Lord, afraid he'd never die.
Fare you well, old Joe Clark, goodbye, Mr. Brown. Fare you well, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave his town.
Her nose is like a spout. Take your time, Lucy gal, and pour that coffee out.
Hey, well, old Joe Clark, goodbye, Benny Brown. Hey, well, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave his town.
Thank you, Roy. There we are, off to a great big start. And now, friends, we introduce Uncle Dave Macon, the Dixie Dewdrop, with his plug hat, gold teeth, chin, whiskers, wears no man's collar, Son Doris with the banjo at his side, and a little advice first. Honest confession is good for the soul. All right, Uncle Dave?
We read in the Bible, you all may know, I'm a prodigal son that was saved here below. Just open the book at the Gospel of Luke, the 15th chapter will show how they brought forth the robe and the diamond ring, how they did shout and how they did sing, how they danced and they laughed all around the fatted calf while the Father himself did sing. Glory to God, the prodigals come home. Glory to God, the prodigals come home. From sin and from crime and from feeding the swine, glory to God, he's come home. How bright was his hope leading Father that day, when the prodigal son had just turned away from home and from rest and from all that was blessed. He put not restraint on delay. He had banished the thoughts of his dear father's home, wished only in freedom to roam, till friendless he stood without clothing or food. He says, I'll arise and go home. Glory to God, the prodigals come home. Glory to God, the prodigals come home. From sin and from crime and from feeding the swine, glory to God, he's come home. When the elder brother from the field drew near, music and dancing was filling the air. His servant descended and he asked what it meant. He told him his brother was here. At the sight of the feast, the angry brother said, "For years I've labored and no feast has never spread." But the father said, "Son, just remember all around, the dead is alive and the lost is found."
Thank you, Uncle Abe. That's fine. That's fine. Have a chair now. Make yourself at home. We'll call on in just a minute. David Stone, will you please come in and give us some good news?
A group of scientists, smokers themselves, recently set out to find the coolest smoking tobacco. And men, listen to this. Prince Albert was the winner of the laboratory smoking bowl tests. Yes, Prince Albert, the world's largest selling tobacco. PA burned 86 degrees cooler than the average of the 30 other of the largest selling brands tested, coolest of all. Let PA keep the excess heat out of your smoking. Sidestep parching and biting that flattens out the tobacco-y taste. Get real smoking comfort and flavor, too, with Prince Albert.
Thank you, David. The Grand Ole Opry continues. Now we present Sam and Kirk McGee from Tennessee with Old Slim Smith the Cherokee. And it'll be an interpretation of a Tennessee fox chase. Let it go, boy.
Come on over here to the hall aboard, see if we can get up that old red and run last Saturday night. Yeah, I'm picking up a trail now. Get a little old blue jacket and them pup, will you? I wouldn't have them pup run that way at night from nothing. They're too young.
Better blow the horn, call
yeah,
me.
Blow the horn, Tyler, blow. Call him, Tyler, call. Ah. Gentlemen, they're all tied in together now. I didn't need that. Everybody owe me a pound, I believe.
All right, boys, I believe you're going to get him. I believe if you keep on, you'll get him. The Grand Ole Opry continues, and now, friends, we introduce Ford Rush with his silver baritone, and he's backed up by a bunch of mighty good-looking boys here. The tune is You're the Only Star in My Blue Heaven. All right, Ford?
You're the only star in my blue heaven, and you're shining just for me. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and in dreams your face I see. You're the guiding light that brightens up the night. Till you come in sight, my heart is lonely. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and you're shining just for me. Thank you. star in my blue heaven, and you're shining just for me. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and in dreams your face I see. You're the guiding light that brightens up the night. Till you come in sight, my heart is lonely. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and you're shining just for me.
Thank you, Ford Rice. That's swell. That's mighty, mighty fine. And now, friends, Sam and Kirk McGee with old Slim Smith once more, and this time a little plain and fancy fiddling and banjo picking. The Mockingbird. All right, boys. Okay. David, would you mind telling us some more good news, please, sir?
Thank you, Judge. We want you to know, you fellas who smoke Prince Albert, that when you are enjoying PA, you have the winner for cool smoking tobacco. Scientific smoking bowl tests show that PA is free from the parching body effects of SX smoking heat. Thanks to those choice tobaccos and to the famous Prince Albert crimp cut and no-bite process. Yes, PA's crimp cut and no-bite process let smokers enjoy all the rich, fragrant aroma of PA's choice tobaccos. Now's the time for you to try Prince Albert, the national joy smoke. There are around 50 pipefuls in every tin. Get Prince Albert.
Thank you, David. Friends, last week we asked you if you wanted to hear Roy Acuff do that Wabash Cannonball, and I don't know how many of our good friends wrote in and said they did. So here it is. The Wabash Cannonball, Roy Acuff with his Smoky Mountain Boys. Take it away, Roy.
Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of flowing mountains to the South Bell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland through the hills and by the shore. Hear the roar of the engine, yeah, those lonesome hobos squall. You're traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, "There's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall." She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Our eastern states are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered in the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the roar of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos squall. You're traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
Roy, you really rang the bell that time, coming and going. That was Cousin Roy Acuff doing that Wabash Cannonball, and here he is again, friends, our senator from the Cannon County Hills with a little love song. Uncle Dave with Doris, and the tune is Come, Dearest, the Daylight is Gone. All right, Uncle Dave.
The daylight is gone, the star that I'm daring to see.
Single.
Come wander with me, my loved one. I was told by the beautiful sea. Let us go where the wild flowers bloom, amid the soft hues of the night, where the iron the spirits perfume, and the rose speak the love and delight. I love thee, oh yes, I love thee. You're the flowers love the dew. As the moonbeams over the willow, here's my lasting affections for you. Let us go where the wild flowers bloom, oh, amid the soft views of the night.
Sing.
Where the iron the spirits perfume, and the rose speak the love and delight. I would that every zephyr that comes from far over sea would bear upon its bosom these burning words to thee. Let us go where the wild flowers bloom, amid the soft views of the night, where the iron the spirits perfume, and the rose speak the love and delight.
Ah, that's fine. That's fine, Uncle Dave. Well, the Grand Ole Opry carries on right down the middle of the road, and Fort Rush is up again. This time, a good old-timer, put on your old gray bonnet. The Smoky Mountain Boys are backing
it up. On the old farmhouse veranda, there sat Silas and Miranda, thinking of the days gone by. Sandy, dearie, don't be weary, you were always bright and cheery, but a tear, dear, dims your eye. Then she, the tears of gladness, Silas, they're not tears of sadness. It is 50 years today since we were wed. And the old man's dim eyes brighten, his stern old heart enlightened. He turned to her and said, put on your old gray bonnet with a blue ribbon on it while I hitch old Tob into the shade. Through the fields of clover we will drive to Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your old gray bonnet with a blue ribbon on it while I hitch old Tob into the shade. Through the fields of clover we will drive to Dover on our golden wedding day.
Yeah. Nice, Ford. All right, Uncle Dave, come on out here and make yourself at home now. We want to call on you for another little ditty here. It'll be, I've got a mule to ride, all aboard for Birmingham, Andalusia, and all points south. Let it go.
The preacher got drunk, throwed his Bible down. Told his congregation he was Alabama proud. Yeah. Alabama proud. Alabama proud. If a train breaks down, got a mule to ride. Alabama proud. Alabama proud. If a train breaks down, got a mule to woman leaves you, don't you wear no black. For a cold, frosty morning, she'll come hobbling back. Alabama bound, Alabama bound. If a train breaks down, got a mule to ride. I went to the levee, Lord, I learned to swim. I made good money, but I blowed it. Alabama bound, Alabama bound. If a train breaks down, got a mule to ride.
Fine. And now it'll be Sam and Kirk McGee with old Slim Smith the Cherokee. And the tune is Corina. Let it go, boy. Thank you. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys on deck. And it'll be Red Wing, that good old Indian tune.
thank you, thank you. David Stone, come on in, will you please, sir?
I hope that you're not going to let another day go by without Prince Albert, now that you know the facts about smoking coolness. As announced in detail early on this program this evening, scientific tests to find the coolest smoking tobacco show no other tobacco like PA for cool, mild, yet rich tasting, and only once Prince Albert has the famous PA crimp cut and no-bite process. And with PA burning cooler by many, many degrees, you get to enjoy all of the full-bodied aroma of Prince Albert's choice tobaccos. Prince Albert is the national joy smoke. Start a tin of PA tomorrow.
Thank you, David. Let's gather around, boys, and go into that good night tune, that old floppy-eared mule up and at 'em. Brings to a close our little shindig tonight. The wooden cutting is just about over. Thanks very much for your attention. Remember, the Grand Ole Opry will be heard at this same time next Saturday night, same station. This is George Hay, the solemn old judge, saying good night and good luck, everybody.
And here are other things to remember for your radio entertainment. Monday night, tune in Blondie, the adventures of that famous comic strip couple, Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead. Tuesday night, listen to Bob Crosby and the best Dixieland band in the land with Helen Ward and Johnny Mercer. And on Saturday night, there are two great radio programs for your entertainment. Benny Goodman with Mildred Bailey and the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys may be seen in person in Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama. Uncle Dave Macon and his company will appear in Lee County, Alabama, the week of November 20th. And all during the week for your smoking enjoyment, it's Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco, the national joy smoke.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.